Kate, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me, and congratulations on being named to Canada's team for the Pan Am Games.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really excited.
You always had the goal to represent Canada, and now this will be the third time just this year that you're going to do that. What does that mean to you to represent your country in international competition?
Yeah, it's all coming together at once. It's really exciting to be able to represent Canada three times this year. Pan Ams will be my third, like you said, and it's always an honor to represent the country and Athletics Canada. And yeah, I'm really excited about it.
So very different experiences between cross country and, I mean, then you did the Worlds for the 1500 meter, which is the same event you'll compete in at the Pan Am Games. What are you looking forward to about the Pan Am Games?
I'm really excited that it's a multi-sport game. So World Cross Country was just, you know, one sport, as well as World Track and Field Championships, one sport, but Pan Am's is a games championship. So, you know, there will be all of the other sports there, and I'll be able to meet athletes from not only around the world, but from other sports. So I'm really excited about that aspect.
What's going to be the training schedule like for you heading into Pan Ams?
Yeah, it's a little funky considering I've never raced a track and field race in the fall. Typically that's, you know, January through the summer. So this will be my first time competing on the track in November. So the next month is going to look like a lot of base training and hopefully get onto the track maybe once a week leading up, just to keep the wheels spinning. But yeah, I'll be in London and training with my university coach and team, which will be nice.
Take me through the experience of competing at the World Championships and, your takeaway from that level of competition.
Wow, that was, an incredible experience. I've never raced on that level, so it was quite a jump up. But, yeah, just being in a race where you're surrounded by so much talent, it really inspired me to, you know, want to pursue running at the highest level, and I wanted to be, you know, in the mix and be competitive. So it was, just really motivating to be surrounded by so many incredible athletes, and hopefully I'll be able to do it again soon.
You didn't advance past your heat, but you still set a personal best time. How did you feel coming out of that race?
Yeah, I mean, I went into the championships ranked nearly dead last. I think there were 56 athletes and I was ranked 53rd. So I kind of went into it just wanting to really take advantage of the atmosphere and the energy, and obviously take advantage of what I knew was going to be a really fast race. So to come away 41st and jump up quite a bit in the rankings, I was really excited, and to be able to pull off a 4-second PB was massive. I had run essentially the same time maybe 4 or 5 times throughout the summer, which was really annoying, but when you run the same time over and over again, it's indicative of kind of a breakthrough that should be happening relatively shortly, and it did, and I'm really excited that could happen at Worlds.
Well, and just finally for you, Kate, like, you grew up running elementary school in Cobourg and high school, moved on to the university level, so much success there at Western. Just your thoughts on, like, being a role model for local athletes here with all your success, and your message to them, and, you know, how you reflect on your time in Cobourg.
Yeah, I, you know, growing up in Cobourg, had a great experience with running. I'm not sure really how I got into it. I had always done, like, track and field day in elementary school and always had so much fun with it. Same with cross country. And then, as we've talked about a few times, Don Watson kind of got me into high school cross country, and I joined Gord Hunter's indoor running group 1 year in high school, and after that joined a club in Pickering. So it just kind of happened how I got into the sport. I think that the biggest takeaway is the more fun you're having, the better you're going to do, and the more success you're going to find. So if there are, you know, elementary school or high school athletes listening, just I'd say have fun and see where it can take you.
Well, it's taking you to the world level now, so congratulations again, Kate, and thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.